New research shows that these ice fields, the largest non-Antarctic ice masses in the southern hemisphere, are melting at an accelerating rate and helping raise sea levels around the world. The study says ice melt from Patagonia is responsible for 10% of that rise. That may not seem like much until you consider that glaciers in Alaska, which cover an area 5 times larger than Patagonia, account for about 30% of that increase.
So in effect, the Patagonia ice fields are contributing more per unit area than the glaciers in Alaska.
Eric Rignault of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, is principal scientist for the study. He says so-called calving glaciers, which spawn icebergs into the ocean or lakes, dominate the Patagonian ice fields.
And these types of glaciers are known to be more sensitive to climate change. Once you push them a little bit out of equilibrium, they can retreat very rapidly and continue to do so even if climate comes back to normal.
Mr. Rignault says it is the internal dynamics of these ice fields that make Patagonia the fastest area of glacier retreat on Earth.
If you warm an ice field, the glaciers can start flowing faster, they can produce more icebergs, and as a result, they will thin even faster.
Is climate change enough to explain the rapid thinning, and what you're saying is no?
Well, what we found in our study is that climate warming and drier conditions seem to only explain about half of the observed signal. And we believe that the other half is due to the mechanics of ice flow. And in particular, some of these glaciers may be flowing faster now than they used to be. And as a result, they thin faster. They discharge more ice into the ocean than they used to be.
What does the situation in Patagonia, what would it tell us about what might be happening elsewhere?
It's showing us an example of interaction of ice with climate warming, and this is important for our studies, for instance, of the larger ice sheets in Greenland or Antarctica. It's showing us how rapidly ice can respond to climate warming.
Results of the study are reported in the journal Science. Researchers with the U.S. Space Agency and the Centro de Estudios Científicos compared data from the NASA Space Shuttle Topography Mission in 2000 with historical elevation surveys from aerial photographs and ground experiments in the 1970s and 1990s. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.